It's Thursday, the 18th of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Oshana region now has over 230,000 residents. That's according to the 2023 population census. Governor Hofni Pinge said during a stakeholder engagement on Tuesday that the data from the Namibia Statistics Agency will help the region make informed decisions for development planning.
It's statistics, but a factual snapshot. We now know, for example, that our region is home to 230,801 residents, according to the recent statistic. This data is therefore a rich and valuable resource that will help us recognize our strength, address our challenges, and seize opportunities in shaping the future we aspire for.
The Namibia Tourism Board and the Namibia Public Workers Union have signed a wage agreement for NTB employees for the 2025-26 financial year. According to the Namibia Press Agency, the deal includes a 4.25% salary increase for staff, excluding executive managers, and a performance reward to be implemented by March of 2026. South Africa says it takes solemn account of the findings of the United Nations Human Rights Council's Independent International Commission of Inquiry on the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem and Israel. International Relations and Cooperation spokesperson Crispin Piri.
In the face of this latest report, which provides a comprehensive, forensically detailed account of an ongoing genocide, the need for international action has never been more urgent. South Africa reiterates its call for all states to immediately fulfill their solemn obligations under the Genocide Convention.
A new bill before the U.S. Congress could see 25 years of sanctions against Zimbabwe reversed. Bloomberg reports that this forms part of a U.S. charm offensive in Africa to counter China's growing influence on the continent, and comes at a time when Washington is turning the screws on South Africa with 30% import tariffs, along with a bill before U.S. Congress that, if passed, would mandate a review of U.S.-SA relations. And Disney's ABC has pulled the popular late-night show Jimmy Kimmel Live off its schedule indefinitely. This is amid a controversy over Kimmel's recent comments about the killing of right-wing activist Charlie Kirk, who was shot dead during an event at Utah Valley University.
These are the comments that ended Jimmy Kimmel's career as he mocked President Trump's supporters over the motive for Charlie Kirk's assassination.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them.
On Wednesday, the Trump-appointed head of the Federal Communications Commission called those comments truly sick, and ABC then suspended Mr. Kimmel indefinitely, 2 days after the White House told employers they were obliged to fire anyone who said horrible things relating to Charlie Kirk's murder.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.